on this episode, how expectations drag down our life.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the rest of the episode, a reminder that I'm here to help you. So if you have questions or feedback, or you'd like to discuss one-on-one coaching with me, you can shoot me a text message anytime, 801-742-1439. Or you can look in the show notes for a number of other ways to contact me. Let's talk about this idea of expectations. I think this is something that brings such a tremendous amount of unhappiness and anxiety and worry and disappointment and angst into our lives. And that is the habit of constantly setting expectations around things. And this applies to setting expectations around people in terms of what they will say or do or what they believe. It applies to setting expectations around situations. So you have a phone call and you expect how it's going to go, or you have a date and you have expectations of how it's going to go, or you look forward 10 years in your life and you have expectations of what your life will look like. This plays out in all kinds of different ways. But the habit is really the same. And it's this habit of looking outwardly at something or forward in time at something and setting expectations of what it's going to be, what we think it should be or will be or what we want it to be. And this is something that really can only drag us down. There's a huge difference between looking forward to set a goal or make plans and looking forward with expectations of how something is going to turn out. Likewise, there is a huge difference between having standards for our own behavior and boundaries for how we will allow ourselves to be treated by others. There's a big difference between that and having expectations of what someone else should say or do or believe, or what we think they will say or do or believe. And the boundaries, the standards of behavior, the goals, the plans, good things, right? These are good things that we need in our life. Having expectations around all the things around us of what it should be, and especially looking forward to something and having these expectations of what's going to happen, really can only drag us down. There's a few ways that that affects us. One is immediately and in the time in between. So let's say, for example, you have a date with your girlfriend this weekend. If as soon as you allow your mind to start creating expectations, and by the way, I say allow your mind because this isn't something that we don't really intentionally do this. We actually need to intentionally move away from what is sort of kind of an automatic habit in some cases. So we allow our mind to start creating these expectations of what it's going to be like, right? So you have your date with your girlfriend this weekend, and your mind starts creating these expectations of what it's going to be like, right? Maybe what the date's going to look like, whether you're going to have sex, you have expectations around that. You have expectations around how you're going to, you know, perform and what that's going to be like, and all these aspects of the date that you start to build expectations around. And as soon as that happens, now and in the time in between now and that date, it puts you in a place of potential worry, because if you have expectations of how it's going to be, the logical next thing is your mind starts to worry about, oh, well, what if it doesn't go like that? What if it doesn't meet your expectations? What if it goes worse than how you expect, right? It starts putting you in this anxiety, fear, worry kind of state, because as soon as you have expectations of, oh, well, this thing is supposed to be or is going to be a certain way, then your mind goes, oh, well, what if it isn't that way? And you start to get in this anxiety, fear state, right? And so you may spend a significant amount of time between now and that event, in this case, that date, you may spend a significant amount of time actually in kind of an anxious state instead of being excited about it. you're in kind of an anxious state about it because you have these expectations and now your mind is worrying, what if it doesn't meet my expectations, right? Or maybe it's something that actually you know will be challenging, could be an entirely different scenario, maybe something you know is gonna be kind of hard. You have expectations of how it's gonna be and you actually worry, well, what if it's even worse, right? So you set up these expectations and it puts you in a place of worry and anxiety. So that's the first thing that happens. So back to the example of the date, you have a date this weekend, right? As soon as you have expectations around it, it puts you in this place of potential worry between now and then. Then when the date actually comes, you're not as able to be present. If you have had those expectations and you're still kind of holding on to those expectations, you're not really fully experiencing and present in the moment because you're constantly doing this sort of evaluation in the background of, is this thing meeting my expectations? Is this what I thought it was going to be like? You're constantly in this sort of judging the current reality versus your expectations of what that reality would be. And it takes you away from the present moment, which just, again, introduces less potential awesomeness into that situation because you're not as present. We know that the most joy, connection, fun, awesomeness, the most life from any situation is going to come from being fully present in that situation. So if part of your consciousness is often this comparing the current reality versus your expectations place, you're not going to be as present. You're not going to enjoy that scenario. So that's kind of part two, right? Part one is in the lead up to the thing, how expectations drag you down. Part two is how expectations drag you down when it's actually happening. And then the third part is afterward. If you have expectations of how something's going to work out, it's really kind of a zero minus proposition. Because let's say it meets your expectations. It's like, okay, well, that's how I expected it to work out. Or maybe it did meet your expectations and you're set up for disappointment, right? The reality with expectations is this. We have no idea what the hell is going to happen. You have no idea what the hell is going to happen the rest of the day or tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. Whatever you expect to happen, it's not going to be that. There's a 100% chance you're going to be wrong, right? Now, if you expect something basic like the sun's going to come up tomorrow, you're going to be right, right? But with most things, when we project these expectations, we are always wrong. We're always wrong. Things never work out exactly how we expect. Sometimes they're better, sometimes they're worse, but they're pretty much always different. So setting these kind of expectations can do nothing positive for us. It will only drag us down. And I see it dragging. I've seen it in my own life. I see it in the lives of those around me. And I've seen it in tons of coaching calls and with clients. We have these expectations and they really drag us down in a lot of ways. So it's so important to let go of that habit of having expectations around situations, around people, and instead shift into a state of openness, of curiosity, you know, as you go into that date, for example, right? Or as you think about that date this weekend, you approach it from the standpoint of, huh, I wonder what that's going to be like, right? Maybe you think, you know, I'm going to be as present as I can. I'm going to be as authentic as I can. And I wonder what it's going to be like. That's an entirely different vibe and energy and thought pattern that is happening now than if you allow yourself to start going off on these, creating all these potential scenarios of what you think it'll be like or what you hope it'll be like or what you wish it's not like. Man, I hope it doesn't happen the same thing that happened last time, right? As soon as you start creating all these expectations, it sucks and it puts you in a whole different vibe and state of mind. So instead, we approach that thing with curiosity. Wow. I wonder what that date is going to be like. I wonder what it's meant to be, right? I wonder what tomorrow is going to be like, right? A very basic example is just in our day-to-day life, right? You have, let's say it's evening as you're listening to this, you have some idea of your plans tomorrow, right? Maybe you have some things on your calendar, you have some normal everyday kind of activities, maybe you have some idea of what the weather is going to be like, and you sort of create this expectation in your mind of what tomorrow is going to look like. And if it looks like that, again, you're kind of just left in this, okay, meh, that met my expectations. That was about what I expected. Or the state of, wow, that was not at all what I expected. And it moves you off center, and it puts you in a state of potentially being disappointed or down or frustrated or whatever it is. Much better to say, okay, I have this on my calendar. I have this on my calendar. I have these normal daily habits that are going to happen tomorrow. Overall, though, I wonder what tomorrow is going to bring. I wonder, what is tomorrow going to bring? I know what I'm going to bring from an action standpoint. I know what I'm going to bring from a mental attitude and approach standpoint. But beyond that, have some curiosity. What is tomorrow going to bring? Right? This is something that comes up a lot in dating and relationships. As soon as a guy starts dating somebody, all of a sudden these expectations start forming, right? Of what that relationship is and what it could be and what it will be. And man, that sets us up for a lot of inner turmoil, and it also drags down the relationship itself. So instead of setting these expectations of what we think it will be or should be or is going to be or could be, coming back to just a state of curiosity, I wonder what this is meant to be, right? Approach it every day. I wonder what this relationship is meant to be. The more we can shift out of a state of projecting an expectation onto something and into a state of asking, what is this thing? What is it going to be like? I wonder. And being open to that. You have a phone call scheduled, right? Maybe it's an important business meeting. Instead of starting to create all these expectations and worries, and how is it going to go? And man, I know these issues that have come up with these particular people that are involved in this meeting before. Instead of starting to go and create all these expectations around that, have some curiosity. Man, I wonder how this is going to go. This should be interesting. The more we can shift into a state of curiosity, the more we shift into a flow state, into a state of presence, the better things go. And what it really boils down to is this: the gap between our expectations and reality generally determines the amount of unhappiness that we experience. The gap between our expectations and reality generally determines the amount of unhappiness that we experience. I repeated that because it's important. And this is something that I think a lot of people experience in a longer term way as well. So let's say when you're a teenager, you sort of have these expectations of what your life is going to look like when you're 20 or 30 or 40 or 25 or whatever it is. And then you get to that age and your life doesn't look like that. And a lot of people experience a lot of significant unhappiness with what their life looks like, because it doesn't align with what their expectations were. And it's this gap between expectations and reality. And as soon as we set expectations, we create a gap. When we don't have expectations, and we approach things asking, what if? What is this? What is it going to be like? We remove that gap and we instead just focus on the reality of the situation. And while it doesn't eliminate all of the worry or anxiety or frustration or sadness in life, because nothing can eliminate all of that, it eliminates a lot of it, because really so much of that kind of stuff comes from our expectations that we set. It could be your body and your weight. Maybe you're trying to lose some weight, right? Let's say that you have a significant amount of weight that you want to lose, right? You start changing habits and doing things in a different way to try to lose that weight. You start to lose weight. Awesome, right? A month goes by. You weigh yourself. You've lost 10 pounds. There's a couple ways that that can play out. If you've approached the situation from a state of curiosity, from a state of asking, okay, I wonder what's going to happen. I'm going to do my best day by day. These are the habits that I'm going to instill. A month goes by, you've lost 10 pounds. You'd probably look at it and you'd say, awesome, I've lost 10 pounds. It's working. This is cool. And you'd feel good. Conversely, the start of that same month, same goal, lose weight, you set an expectation. You don't just determine the habits, right? You've now gone a step further because you're definitely going to determine the habits, the changes, right? Make the plan, okay? But now if you go a step further and you say, I'm going to be able to lose 15 pounds in a month. I expect I'll be able to lose 15 pounds in a month, right? Now the month goes by, same things happened. You did the same things. You got the same result. You lost 10 pounds. Instead of looking at that as a positive thing, now you feel like shit because you're like, man, I didn't meet my goal. Right? So again, having goals for ourselves and making plans, good. Make a goal, set a plan, but then once we put that plan into action, let go of having expectations around the result. Let go of having expectations around exactly how it's going to play out. When it comes to people, have standards. Have standards for your own behavior. Have boundaries and standards for who you will allow into your life, right? And what kind of behavior you will tolerate and still allow somebody to be in your life. But then let them be them. Let go of the expectations around what they should do or what you think they will do. We set so many of these expectations around how we think somebody is going to respond, what we think somebody believes or feels about something, what we think they're going to do, what we believe they should do, all of these expectations of other people. Let go of the expectations part in relationships, in your own life, and just take the action from a state of curiosity and asking, what if? This plays out in a lot of ways as well around a lot of the sexual health topics that we talk about on a frequent basis on this show. Going along the edging journey and getting better at that, improving your stamina and lasting longer in sex, reducing sexual anxiety, having better sexual connections. Expectations play into that stuff in a big way. And they only bring negative impact. There is never a time when it comes to really any part of your life, or certainly when it comes to the sexual health stuff, where approaching something with expectations is going to help you. It's not going to help you. Have a plan, decide what you're going to do, but then let go of expectations of exactly what's going to happen. And instead, watch what happens. Be present with it. Be curious. Be open-minded. Life gets so much easier. Life's never easy. I mean, you know, let's be honest, right? Life is a journey. It involves a lot of hard shit. But we can make it a hell of a lot harder, or we can make it easier, depending on how we approach it. And the more we approach things through a lens of setting expectations around events and circumstances and people and outcomes, the more we're setting ourselves up for inner turmoil. The more that we can let go of expectations, the more we can find a place of peace and ease throughout that process. So let go of the expectations. This is an ongoing journey. It's a lifelong journey. This is something that I've definitely seen play out in my own life from being on very much the wrong side of this and seeing how expectations affected me negatively. And then I've been on the other side of it where I've seen how much better my life gets when I let go of those expectations. I'm not perfect. It's a lifelong journey. It's something that we fall back into, right? We need to catch ourselves and be aware of when we're allowing ourselves to fall into that habit of setting expectations, but we can get a lot better. We can get a lot better, right? So you may not eliminate every future scenario where you fall into setting those expectations, but you can dramatically reduce the amount of times and how often you're setting those kind of expectations. And when you do, life does get a lot easier. It gets a lot more peaceful. There's a lot more flow. There's a lot less anxiety and worry and angst. And there's a lot more presence. So work on it. Be aware of it. Maybe take a little bit of time to think about what, if you think about the things in your life that are bothering you the most, that are causing you the most frustration or pain or sadness or worry or fear, look at those places and ask yourself, how did I set expectations around this in the past? How am I setting expectations around this right now? How am I creating an expectations versus reality gap in this situation? And when we start looking at things that way, we can start to let go of some of these expectations around current situations, and we can start to get in more of a habit of approaching our life day to day, year to year, of approaching it in a way where we have more curiosity and open-mindedness and less of this projecting expectations. And it does get a lot better when we do. Let me know if I can help you guys. Again, send me text 801-742-1439. Sending you guys good vibes. I'm going to go get in the mountains right now. I'm going to take some climbing gear and kettlebells and carry some kettlebells up a trail and then climb and carry it all back down. Moving heavy stuff from point A to point B. Climbing around. It's going to be awesome. Sending you guys good vibes. Go out, get after it, kick ass, and we'll talk to you soon.